I'm on a carbon shock.
Okay.
Well, that's another shave of broccoli.
Shave of broccoli.
Shave of broccoli. 90
days away.
It's
a Friday night.
That's the party.
Yeah.
My husband's father bought me a big mirror and they took a trip. So I've been at this. And Mrs. That he was waiting, he bought me a desk. Mrs. Son bought me an ice box.
Okay.
She gave me
a whole bottle of
ice. Ayani bought the kitchen table, a second hand kitchen.
He had family money
and got the sass.
Ma, where was the first apartment?
Stanton Street near Canada. I paid $10.
$10 for 3 room apartment.
$10 a month?
Yes, for 3 room.
You got electricity?
Why not?
No.
Gas?
Yes. I remember.
You had
gas
to put a quarter in the meter,
didn't you?
You had to put a
system. Did each apartment have its own bathroom?
Yeah, you have a bathroom in the house in that apartment?
Oh,
in
the hall already.
Where was the bathroom?
Bathroom.
Yeah.
In the hall. The facilities was in the hall.
Or in your own apartment?
No. I think in the hall. That was good already. Because I stopped the car already. I stopped by my cousin Dedrick, that's from the park. So she was in the fourth floor, and we used to go in the backyard.
In the outhouse?
To an outhouse?
That's right, we did.
We did?
The backyard. The toilet was in the backyard.
Yeah.
But we used to go in the fourth floor in the backyard. But then I got married already. This downstairs toilet was in the hall.
That's fancy.
I wish my daughters were here to hear this. Did you have an ice box, or didn't they?
Ice box. Did you have refrigerator?
One of the
what? No.
An ice box.
They had an ice box where they would bring up ice.
Oh, yeah, sure. We had that even when I was a child.
The first refrigerator I know when I got married. No, I was married already.
My husband, Mrs. bought me a bed. And my husband, the Mrs. son, bought me a nice bed. So I was in complete. I have to.
Yeah.
You're in business.
When did you and Zeta go in? You had a. A butcher.
Oh,
butcher later.
That was later?
Yeah.
How many years later? Is Anna born yet?
No, first Sam was born.
My dad was first. You were married how long before he was born?
I was married in 1990.
No, how long were you married when Sam was born?
In January.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
January.
We never made an anniversary.
When was Dad born? Was Dad born March 23rd? You once told me that that really wasn't his birthday, March 23rd.
For me, he was born. Yeah.
It was a holiday then.
Right.
The Purim, that was for Purim. That was for Purim.
So that's for
Purim Koilich.
Purim Koilich had
a Koilich is a holly.
Well, now, by this time, had all your brothers and sisters come over?
Oh, no.
Did they all come over?
I sent some my brother.
Just
my brother Frank. My brother was married. They had that.
That's the
that
oh. Rojo.
Yeah.
Uncle Bale.
Uncle Bale.
Yes.
Was the oldest one.
Yeah.
And then Uncle Mosley came with Leo.
I knew he's a good sailor, man's sailor. I can
take it.
I said, listen, he came over. And Bale, yeah. And he brought over
Uncle Mosley.
Leo's father
came from, Leo's father was married in Europe. Leo was born in Europe. And then Uncle Mosley came to this country, and he was here 3 years
before he was able
to stand for them.
If you know you,
they want to hear it from you.
And she likes to tell.
Did your parents? Your parents didn't come over here, though. You couldn't.
My grandfather died. I was 10 years old.
And your mother?
And your mother, Ma? You were supposed to send for her?
Yeah.
I was supposed to go for her when Lily was a baby. I figured that in May I want to go to bring my mother because I used to write a letter. Mama came to America, came, but we had a little house in our garden.
Didn't want to leave it.
She couldn't leave it. The garden was there. Used to throw everything, used to sell every year the big beans. Mm-hmm. Used to sell them, she used to have about $75 every year for the rest of the beans. And she had to pay visit for a whole year.
They ate mostly out of the garden.
And, yeah, and hot corn, you could grow. We had a pear tree.
Yeah.
I used to get up in the morning and pick the pears.
And how about cherries?
So you were going to go over? You were going to go over in May then?
Cherries. No. We didn't have cherries, but across the street.
They used to climb up.
An old lady, but she had four cherry trees. We did have cherries and then. But I was a devil. She used to send me, she used to tell me. Who wants to go
pick the cherries?
If I had 12, 6 squads, I need to get 2. I quite need to give them to.
Yeah, I'll pick it.
But they ate up at least a quarter on the way down.
But she had 1 tree, it was very different cherries and big ones. They're going to let them up. I used to go first, and I'm on the good for cherries and leaves. And I have a kitten to get, and I almost died.
So many.
But you see, you're talking about going to get your mother. Your mother died before you...
I left my mother, and then...
Yeah.
He came in, and Hitler came in, and...
They couldn't go anymore.
It was a baby in a figure in the
I wanted to go
and bring my mother.
Yeah.
So the Hitler came in and
In 1917, I was already 10 years old.
Oh, you're talking about the Kaiser.
In 1914, Kaiser. I was 7 years old.
In any event, her mother had taken ill. This is the story that she had told us. And her mother was ill, and they had sent for the doctor, and the doctor prescribed the medication. And knowing that she was going to come to America, she didn't want to be sick, so she was instructed to take like 1 teaspoonful every 3 or 4 hours, so she figured to drink the whole bottle
to
get well faster. And she died. Ultimately, she died.
She never got
to Europe to bring her here. She died before her 7th.
Right, but this time, this was now 1917, you know.
Well, apparently he was born already.
Sure.
Now, by then, did you move to Brooklyn, or where were you living then? You were still
on Willard Street.
On Willard Street.
82 Willard, we were born.
We were born on 82 Willard Street, and then we moved. We lived on 80, Willard Street corner Rivington, and then we moved to Rivington corner
Willard. Well,
right around the corner.
Yeah. Well, a whole new neighborhood.
And from 229 Rivington Street,
maybe
to Bensonhurst in 1926.
Oh, that was in 1920. Well, that must have been just opening up in Bensonhurst.
Yes, well, it was a new development.
The Rivington Street, I have a big butcher shop already.
Yeah.
Oh, sure. You had a butcher shop. Well, how did that come about? Now, did you?
I think they were married about a year.
And then you got a, and then Zeta got a butcher shop. You worked there with her?
I promised my husband I'll work with you.
He didn't. She wanted him to. Didn't want because him to work for anybody.
He had an old lady. The missus, his missus was an old lady, and he used to get the $6 a week. And I had my son carrying them a dollar, so he made $7. I said, you give him the credit and he slices for you a merchant, like it.
She has it all and she's giving you a crumb.
Yeah. So I talked it into him. I said, I'll help you and all this and all that. So there was a butcher in the block, a little further than his butcher can. And he wanted to give up, so I told him, I'm a patient, that's why I got the chef. And you see, I'll help you, clean feet up, clean bottom of everything. So until he moved and made up his mind, they picked him for restaurant and music restaurant. Mm-hmm.
Lounge.
So he remained there for the good. Mm-hmm. It's been a very helpful weeks or months. That man didn't make no business, so he left. So I said, you can take now that stuff, I'm gonna leave you. Anyhow, I put up people that the profit into.
That was an offer you couldn't leave.
Yeah. And then the other pictures.
That was the 82 Willard Street.
It was a such a small thing. They left so much dirt. I didn't let them go into the thing that dirt.
But you cleaned it up before.
I cleaned it up. I gave the janitor some money. And I helped him, I think that door, and then I told him in place, doing the back in the going and set the tools in the back, mm-hmm. and do a chain of stuff. And I told him to draw the picture to come out of that, the other pictures, and I thought this was a new business. And I thought you helped him.
And you were a big sister, success there.
Yeah.
And then she
Well, you didn't live behind us.
You know, sure if the village,
yes.
in the back,
oh, you lived in the two rooms.
There was a bedroom and a kitchen.
And the kitchen was still.
Six people slept there.
And we had outhouses.
If you took in and talked to them, you gripped the place by the Shana Butcher.
You know, where do you buy meat? By the beautiful butcher Kip. Yeah. Because Kip is woman, you know.
You think it's
interesting? So
all
we
used to keep all the meat.
Yeah, in the butcher.
Yes,
in the store.
They had a big.
This was the
ice
store.
They had a store. Okay.
This was the ice box, and there was a path like this, and behind this path were the two rooms. So this was the bedroom supposedly, and this was the kitchen. Around the kitchen, there was a hall that led out to the yard. In the yard, we had the outhouses, and then there was a little house behind
the
yard,
back house.
You know, like another small house, not dwellings, but not an apartment house. Ours was a four-story, this was a two or a three, but we all used the same toilet. I think there were four.
Yeah.
No matches,
How many years did you live that way?
Oh my God.
We were
grown.
I had all my children there in the two rooms.
Yes, and then we moved to Rivington Street, which was a better business block.
Oh, you moved to business
And your home.
Yeah,
the around the corner.
And then we had an apartment upstairs.
Two rooms behind the store. The same arrangement with two rooms behind the store. We ate, we lived there, but we slept upstairs. So there was a four-room apartment upstairs, which is
called
the railroad flat. So in each one...
You were coming up in the
Yes.
So it was a kitchen. So Uncle Sam and Daddy slept in the kitchen. On a car.
Which we didn't use.
The next room, railroad, which was a like this, a 2x0.
Dave Mom and Papa
slept on a half bed, I think.
No.
Three quarter. The next room, Aunt Dana and I slept in another
and
also
Donna
on
the slept by
and in the dining room, which we had
like a dining room.
So there was a like a little love seat
yeah.
that opened up, and she slept there. And she still did.
She
actually was like four
bedrooms.
And and then we had it was two families on a floor, so each one had the same apartment, and we shared one toilet from the kitchen.
Right.
Into between the
adjoining.
Two apartments was a toilet, just a toilet, which both tenants used. So sometimes if you went in, there was no lights, and you sat on the old man.
Yeah,
and, you know,
the free next door. They never put the light on.
Had a mother and father, an elderly mother and father living with
them. Where are you, old people?
So they were four people. So sometimes Mr. Krieger, who was an old man, went in. They never put on a light. And if we had to go in, so somebody sat down on him. So we knew there was somebody in the toilet. So this was our promotion. We were living uptown already. We moved around the corner. So that was some improvement.
Well then, now and when you moved
to the house, to West 8th Street.
Right.
And not in 26.
You never lived in Williamsburg.
And you were 16.
No, never lived in Williamsburg. We had never lived in Brooklyn until
what school did you go to?
PS4, which was on the next block.
Oh, to her 16th birthday, to her ancestors' 16th birthday, we installed the electricity already.
And hot water.
And hot water.
And they put a bathtub in our kitchen.
Not a
because
bathtub.
We used a bathtub. We used to go to the public bath.
In the bathroom.
Oh, okay.
We went to Mansion Street. Do you know how many blocks down? We used the public
showers. I used to go there to use the public showers and come home. My braids were frozen stiff.
It must have been that was Sheriff. Columbia, Cannon, Lewis,
and
Mangum.
What was the public bath like? You had your own bath, or was it like a swimming pool?
It was a swimming pool, and it had pools, you know, like little lockers, you know, with showers.
Showers.
So you went there to take a shower.
What'd you pay for that?
That was free.
Free.
Oh, free.
That was free.
Yeah. Who paid?
And in
the
summertime,
city?
The city. Yeah. And in the summertime, if we were lucky enough, we got to swim in the pool.
What do you mean
but
if you were lucky?
If we could, yeah.
Or else we used to go
there
to
such
the,
lines.
To the East River.
No,
I
never went. You never slept.
I swam in the East River with all the manure and everything in it.
But
don't tell
then
me.
Then they installed the bathtub in our kitchen. They took out the two wash tubs because it was always a double wash tub. So they took out the two wash tubs.
Not
and
the two wash, but the middle, the center, that's what I said.
And they installed a bathroom. So at least we were able to take baths and all.
Now, by this time, though, the business was pretty good, I guess.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
By today's standards, they might not be considered wealthy. But in those days, they were considered very wealthy.
Very wealthy people.
Baba
sure. They didn't live.
One of the best. Dressed women on the East Coast with her
and the most
paradigm.
Jewelry.
She had a lot of diamonds. A lot of diamonds.
She was a trade diamond. Diamonds.
Yes.
Yeah.
She was
really?
An
oh,
expert.
Yeah.
An expert of diamond buying.
She made money. Said buying and selling diamonds.
Yeah, the diamond dealer wanted her to get up the butcher business to go into the
What hours was the store open?
All night. 10, 11 o'clock at night.
And what time in the morning would you?
About 5 o'clock in the morning.
It was open then on Sunday too.
And
only
Saturday
closed
night.
Friday afternoon till
Saturday
morning.
Evening. Till Saturday evening.
Well, they didn't
always Saturday evening and Sunday only.
In the summertime, they'd open.
And Baba still worked there?
Of course. And when we moved to Bensonhurst, as I told you last night, they supposedly retired. And after living there about somewhere between about 3 months, 7 weeks or 3 months, there was this public market around the corner. And they had heard of her reputation, and by that time she was going out of her boat because she wasn't working. So that became available. That the poultry stand
adjusted to retirement.
No,
he didn't need it.
No, he was a very active man.
I always remember him as being very
active. He was healthy, very active.
He was busy all the time. He used to point the same brick, and see, when we in our house, he could only reach this high to the bricks in the outside of the building. Mm. So he pointed the same bricks all the time because he didn't get any ladder to go higher. And he did the same cement work every day, the whole, because he never put enough cement in the cement.
He put
in
too much
sand and water, so naturally it would wash away. So the next day, do the hole over again, the same hole over and over and the same pointing. But he had to keep it.
That repair work he wasn't.
But he kept it. Yeah. He kept busy from early in the morning to late at night. As a matter of fact,
accomplished nothing.
I have his wrench, and it's about that big. I have it in my house. So I wanted to leave it when we sold the house. I said, wherever I go, that wrench grows with me.
I didn't even know you had
it. It weighs maybe 40 pounds, that wrench. You can't do nothing with it. And he was doing all the time.
Well, how did Baba get from the house, the fencing bridge, to the business?
Do you remember where the house
no,
was?
By this time they
wait a minute.
Yeah,
do you remember? Do you remember where the house was in Bensonhurst, where Bob is living now?
Sure,
it's in the middle of the block.
Right.
This is Avenue O. This is Bay Parkway. On Avenue O, around the corner 9th, she's 8th.
Yeah.
On the corner 9th was what? Well, today it would be called a supermarket, but then it was called like a supermarket.
Yeah.
The poultry stand became available. So they had a butcher, they had fish, and a grocer. That was the supermarket, and poultry. That became available. The man moved out or whatever.
That's an interesting
they
story.
They had heard about her reputation of her business. So they approached her to come and take that poultry stand. And she leaped because she was going out of her scope, doing nothing.
Yeah.
So the two of them went into that business. And of course, it was a huge success.
Personality.
And
this man, she made the supermarket.
Yeah.
Because people started coming.
How many years was she in there?
Oh, God.
How many years were you there, Ma?
In
that show.
From 26, maybe, to when did the
47?
But they were retired.
I never remember that story.
Not 45.
No,
I lived here already in the Bensonhurst and Patrick.
Of course.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
No,
sure.
But when did
the
girl retire?
The
girl
went.
And they wouldn't take anybody ahead of them.
In 49, I was pregnant with Neil.
Because?
But
yeah.
The store, when did the store close?
They,
when did Baba
they
really
were
retire?
Retired they were already when Bernice got
I think
married.
About 45.
Was it?
Somewhere
right after the
time.
War.
Why, well, you remember the story of how you got the store? On Avenue O, that was an interesting story, how you got into the market. And the man came to you and asked you.
Yeah.
He had heard of your reputation. That's an interesting
that
story.
Oh, that was for the house.
Yes, Ma, that's what we're talking about.
That's what we're talking about.
I bought the house
in 26.
Before Pesach.
Yeah.
I didn't want to leave my customers. I was 23 years in that business. And I had a customer 23 years in Mr. Vegas' place, nobody had such a cheap like Mrs. Lee. I didn't want to leave him without the
butcher.
Before the holiday.
So I took over the house and I put my brother in the 3 room. Leo,
yes.
And I put him in the basement.
In the apartment.
And I paid another month's rent and I stood over paycheck. I shouldn't leave the question.
Yeah, but Ma, how did it come about when you got to stand in the market?
So Leah's mother and Leah lived there, so that opened a market that was open in Edinburgh.
Yeah.
So she went into the book. It's a very close. She said, I'm not a big customer, but my sister-in-law was in. I had the 4 children. My sister-in-law was in. She's a big customer. So I moved in Friday, the 1st of May. That same Friday, the chicken hen that was in the grocery, it was a market with chickens and fish in the butcher in the grocery. So the chicken man left that Friday. But I knew that the grocery man remembered what my sister said.
My sister-in-law
moved in, she's a big girl. Someday I came in for a breakfast. Years ago, for 5 dollars, you could have a nice breakfast.
Oh, yeah. What we didn't have was Sunday breakfast.
So I came in and I took a nice breakfast. Order. A nice order. So he said, didn't Heisenberg's sister-in-law? I said, yes, right. He did something. He said, no. He told me that he told me you're a big customer. In the afternoon, he comes up to the end of the book. And she, what's the matter? Says, lady, I like you and you present to the stand the customer. Chicken men go back Friday and you fit into it. And I said, I was 23 years in business and I never had that big vacation. I'll go into at least for 2 weeks, I'll go to the company. He said, lady, that you have your business here, you have your house over here, you have the business right under your nose. Then you come back into the vacation. Maybe that would be taken away. So he told me a nice, gave me my idea. So he asked, I talked to my children. The little book that you had, they didn't want to live there because I didn't even have gas upstairs. Over the store, and but they didn't bring anybody in, and I had 3 girls. So that's why I moved out. I bought the house and I moved out. So I said, how much is the rent? He said, that's too late. He didn't pay the rent for that. I see you're sitting. He paid $90 a month. If you make maybe you wouldn't pay 90, you'd pay me 50. They come in for a chicken, I have chicken for 4 pounds, it costs $1, and I make 4 cents for the place. Anyhow, the game is good, the place. $40 and my mom said, there's a fixed in everything about the chickens and the scale and register. She said, you only have to come in. They're nice and attractive. That's what I did. I came in, I tried to talk to the children, I didn't want them to have a business, they don't believe me yet. So I figured, he told me that I'm tied down to the house, and I have it right under my nose, I have to do it. I think it was a holiday there at the time.
Decoration, yeah.
Decoration. That's the decoration. Yes, the picture on the takeout.